All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. By far, one of the coolest guitar intros to any song I've ever heard. Crazy on You, Heart, from Seattle, Washington. After Hendrix, but before Nirvana and the grunge movement, it's almost as if Nancy and Ann are like right there in the precipice, like they combined the two and created this incredible band. And I love Heart. What a kick-ass band they are. Julian Taylor here. You're listening to The Jukebox. And Jerry Reed is on the show, following Chet Atkins. And these are picks by J.P. Cormier. I had a chance to sit down with J.P. Cormier in Nova Scotia and chat about guitars. This week, J.P. is our Yamaha Featured Artist of the Month, and I had a great chat with him. Here's a little bit of that, following his select choices of material for you to listen to. And they are some of the greatest guitar players in the world, Chet Atkins and Jerry Reed, right after J.P. Cormier on The Jukebox.
Best guitar solo of all time. What do you think that is? It's a tough one.
No, it's not for me.
No? Okay.
The middle solo of Far Beyond the Sun by Yngwie Malmsteen.
I don't know that one. Okay.
It's the greatest guitar solo I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, hold on. I got to look that up.
It'll scare you to death.
Sorry, go ahead. JP, tell me again. Far Beyond
the Sun, Yngwie Malmsteen. You know who Yngwie is, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Some people don't anymore.
Okay.
But that right there, it'll tear your skull off.
I can't wait.
It's pretty wicked.
Completely ripped right off. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Your whole everything. Hair gone. Everything. Eyelids.
Eyelids,
nothing
hair,
left.
Skull.
Elbow. Everything.
Right on. So is that the guitar player that you admire the most then? Is it Yngwie?
It is not. It's just a moment, I think, in my life when I first discovered him, I used all his tools and mechanics in my own playing to be able to play stuff like The Mathematician. And I like his technique for speed, right hand speed, is infallible. And I watched him and learned. I just took note of everything he was doing and transposed it onto a flat top and realized, hell, this works, as I don't need to play near as fast as he's playing, but I almost as fast and get the job done, because what I'm doing is not as complex as what he's doing, like melodically. And so he altered my thought process on speed, on being able to shred and how to get around the fingerboard cheating, which I do all the time, and I teach it in my online school. Like, you got to be able to cheat. The way you cheat is to always find the easiest way as you go from point A to point B. Use strings as bridges.
Okay.
And something I learned just by virtue of the kind of tunes I was learning when I was a kid. I always say that, like, when we talk about my online school, which is called Master Music Method, the whole concept of it is I started to learn when I was 5, and by the time I was like 8, I had memorized and then like a half a dozen Chet Atkins records by heart, the whole albums, every cut, and could play it Jesus like Christ. Chet. But the point of that is I learned all that knowledge went into a permanent encyclopedia in my head. So when I changed music and switched over to Doc Watson, Django Reinhardt, Tony Rice, all the Chet knowledge stayed there. And guitar is universal. Like, it's weird. It doesn't matter who you are, who you listen to. There's a toolbox that every single guitar player draws from. The tools are identical. And if you can identify them, you're laughing. You can learn to do anything because you're working out of the same toolbox. And they're really banal. They're not complicated. They're so simple that they escape people because you don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, I can.
So you're not sure what you're looking for. So you miss the things that you could pick up. And when you do pick them up, you go, well, this is easy. Why didn't I think of this? And so that's what I teach.
Mm-hmm.
I teach people all the aha moments that I had in my life with, and I take out all the work in between them and just give them the moments. And then they can apply that to what they do already or what they're going to learn, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm a severe guitar head. Don't even get me started talking about. Guitar is the greatest thing that's ever been invented. It's a universal language. It's a translator. It's a translator for the soul, the heart, everything that you want to say in your life that you might not want to bring out of your mouth, you can bring out of your hands.
Yeah, I agree with 100%.
Yeah,
I'm really trying to find those things that open up my palate to learning those little tricks, because I've never thought of myself as a great guitar player, but more of a rhythm player. And over the years, trying to figure out those kind of things. I can't believe that 8 years old, you were playing Chet Atkins records back and forth. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was a bit of a freak. There was a natural hardwiring.
Yeah.
Some people just have a natural hardwiring. It's just like, because music's a language. So maybe if I hadn't had a guitar in my hand, I might have learned to speak 12 languages. I don't know. It's a very similar hardwire, a very similar set of circuitry that does music and does language and does mathematics and like all these things, right? Mm-hmm. So I was hardwired for it, and I was around it all the time. My mother played, two brothers played. There was a turntable with a record on it all the time in my house. I was just exposed to it constantly. So
yeah, that's amazing, man. JP, thanks for taking the time to chat with me this morning. I really
appreciate brother it. I'm glad you thought of me.
Of course. I hope that our paths run into each other very soon. Did we get who was the guitar player that you admire the most then?
It would have to be Chet.
Chet.
Cool. Chet Atkins pretty well invented the guitar. Like for modern players, like even if you're not a fingerstyle player, he did things that translate across everything. Just the breadth of knowledge he had is unrivaled. There's nobody that I don't think that I can think of that ever had the sheer breadth of knowledge he had. And then standing right beside him are guys like Jerry Reed.
Yeah, I love Jerry.
Another guy who just took the guitar to another level that no one's ever been able to repeat. Yeah. People try to play like him, but they can't. It was him and him alone. And for flat pickers, you got Doc Watson was my biggest hero. Mm-hmm. He had the best economy of movement and tone and speed of any player I ever heard. And he led to the greats, you know, the giants like Tony Rice and Dan Crary. And now today you got Billy Strings and Trey Hensley. And all these guys studied the same people I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. What about Tony Manuel?
Oh, I love Tommy. I think Tommy's the best guitar player that's alive right now. He's an absolute monster. There's nothing he can't do.
Very cool, man. Listen, yeah. I hope that I'm coming out to Halifax area for the Jamboree thing. Are you around that hood?
What time is that happening?
I think it's in August. I'd love to see you. I'd love to hang if you're there.
There's a vast possibility that I'll be playing around here somewhere then. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't travel to the U.S. anymore, so we've been working a lot in Canada. And there's lots of places to work yet.
Yeah, man. So let's just keep in touch. And please send me that song. I'd love to hear it, man.
I will. I'll ship it off to you today.
Cool with it. And I could play it on the show, you know, if you're cool.
Yeah, you'd be more than welcome to.
Amazing.
I thought of you yesterday, years since I've been away. When we were young, a lifetime seemed so long. Time like the ocean flows, and God only knows where it goes. The flowers are here, but with autumn's breath, they're gone. I hear the echoes of laughter, we smiled in the face of disaster, but somewhere was lost the innocence that made us strong. 9 to 5 and a family,
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
To our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Another one of JP's choice picks from 1984, that is Yngwie Malmsteen with Far Beyond the Sun. This is JP's favorite guitar solo of all time, or the best guitar solo that he's ever heard. And I totally get it. Very cool stuff. We've got music coming up from Street Pharmacy. This is brand new music from Street Pharmacy. They're from Welland, Ontario. And this is the band's 20th anniversary. Very cool stuff. Ryan Guay is an incredible writer and frontman and has been, pointing that band in the wonderful direction that they've been going in for years. And they've recently been getting some amazing success, having a couple of songs on the Indigenous Music Countdown and what have you. It's been amazing to see. Here is All We Wanna Do Is Party by Street Pharmacy on the Jukebox.
Repeat the same place, feeding in the same race, living for the same place. Money is a game chase, till the legs don't let us run. Stand away.